Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of C-Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe YHDH. Yahdah, in English, is Judah. And we're going to get ready to the broadcast and bring our elder, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast and everything you need to know. And then we'll remember, it's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. All right, so we're going to bring our elder in, he'll tell you all about the broadcast. And then we'll get back to whatever Yahweh want us to put on the table for take number 103. So we're going to look for our elder and bring him in. And he'll give you all the rundowns that what you need to know about this record-breaking ministry called Voices of the True Israelites. We're going to bring our elder in and he'll take it from there. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, our elder, Yahweh BJLC Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and Seer Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right, there, Ali. Oh, I'll tell you like this. All I know one thing, we got a lot of memos coming in. It's another record-breaking ministry, according to what I'm hearing. And those that have want to hear some more, they're going to get some more. But we're going to get some more of Ali Hill right now. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Because we find that there's a lot that really needs this ministry to do some teaching. I have been through so much turmoil this week, working with, you wouldn't believe, different pastors from churches. The stuff that they're teaching is of their own accord, not of the Bible, in most cases, I would have to say. This shows to be a repeat of history of how things had been done in that particular Christianity ministry. Because we know, as I said before, there's a history of the world past and also the world present. And our history starts from our birth to our death. You know, that's far as we can go. But those who fail to learn history, they're just soon to repeat it, like what we're seeing. The same stuff over and over again. But on the other hand, those who fail to learn it correctly, they find themselves simply doomed in this world or the world to come. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Never of our own word we describe what Yahweh says by connecting the books. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book. We do all this because this is information you came to seek, and now you've found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or either a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, current time, is Friday. from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." You know, I remember there was once a man of wisdom that asked me not too long ago. He says, "Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms mean?" I says, "Yes." I explained it using a Wikipedia definition. And then he says, "Well, that's not good enough. Let me give you a few verses to go along with that." Gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. For he said, "There can be no good to come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms." Well, we've seen that before, he mentioned. Happens quite often. So let me give you one more. And give me your take on that. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, reading verses 1 to verse 4, he said, verse 1, "Take heed that you do your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward in the Father which is in heaven. 2, therefore when thou doest alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue or churches and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. 4, that alms may be in secret, and thy Father seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly." Well, that's why I say, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry are also greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. Also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school. And each and every day we see that's being very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, keep yourself informed about the feast days. Check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. When you see the red live button, click that. That will put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have 2 email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what our members are very well known as the 12 program, via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly by calling that number. On another note, please do not contact the Seer via email, phone, or text before broadcasts afterwards. The Seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program and you want to catch all this good stuff we talked about, you can always catch the entire recorded show today at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, just enter three words once again, Gakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadam. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, if you've missed any day, you can check any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, you'll find that Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadam. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during that time, we will not be taking any comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. In failure to follow the righteous acts, the elder will either block or restrict the misuse. And if Block Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But one good note that we should remember, when we're given the scriptures to speak by this ear, always be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international broadcast. As the seer says, with over 400,000 listeners wanting to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. We have to remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of churches of the saints. So we have to keep these scriptures in mind, knowing that there's a lot of people that want to hear our broadcast. But when you're trying to win a bump the gums contest, you end up missing all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're doing this to rehearse the righteous act, to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can see this come into play. Well, these things can come into your remembrance. Keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, you know, that's excellent. Hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. That's right, keep your Bibles open. So you never know what you're going to hear from the sixth anointed camps called Voices of the True Israelites. So, you know, I'm a great note-taker myself. So, like I said again, you play it by the rules of Yahuwah. If you play it by the rules of Yahuwah, he will intervene. If you play it by his rule, and this man is a dictator, the father is a dictator. He told his son what time it is. He told them the angels, and he told them members of spirits, because now you understand that the angel depends on what point of view you're looking at it. An angel is a messenger, and a messenger, the angels could be, he's talking about the peoples. So you just don't see the word and always say, somebody might ask you, what ministry are you talking about? One up in the air, one down on the ground, see? So now you get had. The Bible have a double meaning on that. That's why we try to tell you some things to get you prepared for all these traps that's gonna hit you. And have you prepared. And like he told Peter over there in Luke 22, he said, now, Peter, you're the top man now. He said, but now Satan desire to have you. Now, if he get his hand on you, he's going to sip you like wheat. But I pray that when you are tried, that your faith, this word of my covenant, don't befall you. And that's why I want to get back on Brother John the Baptist. We want to get back on him. We don't know. We don't know where we're going. But I know where we is going. We're going to see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 103. And all I see is ready to go. You know, the elder always ready to go. The elder ready to go. See, you know, the elder said plainly. Let me tell you something, Steve. He said, look at me as the worldly, like the basketball people. Okay. What you mean, Elder? He said, well, you know, they got two forwards and two guards there, right? He said, I can play all four of them positions. So whatever position you want me to play, if it comes down to any one of them four positions, I can post up them positions right there. And see, that's what I like. That's what we're talking about. If in the season we're ready to go. So we know the elder is ready to do his part. And that's the game changer. And then another thing is a calling on a ministry, and Yahweh know how to place things back according to 46 verse 10. He's I called in from the beginning. So he'll wait on a certain birth. And then a certain birth will have a calling on them and they don't know it. But when that word hit them, once that word hit them, that's why it's very important to understand something, that when the word going to hit you, and then you're going to recognize, wait a minute, it's more to this than here. You know, I just knew something about this word, and that's how it happened. And that's what happened with John. We're going to take a look at John a little while, but we don't know what we're going to take a look at. But I know what we're going to do. We're going to get the young line and get him roaring on take number 103. And then what we do, we'll figure out which way to go after we hear some Luke 12:12. So let's see if we bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yagda, number one camp. I know it's five more besides that one. We bring in Brother Makai in out of camp one with a loud voice. You say, Brother Makai Israel, tribe of Yagda Judah, come out of camp one. Young, up and coming young lion. Yakwa bitch that see royal.
Yakwa bless. Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's the thing I'm talking about right there, because you're playing. So look at, you know, I understand that I want to suck. I want to be a sponge. I want to suck it all I can get. So I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be on the clock one day. You might be sitting around here. And you'll be on the clock. But if you got to where you had all, you ran the alligator station, and had the little crocodile ears, and it's not going to do you no good. But when you understand one thing, we come on this network, we don't know what we're going to bring to the table, but if you end up being a great note-taker, telling you up front, everything we're saying to you is going to come back in one of your settings. But if you got your mouth going, or you think you already have graduated, how you going to graduate and I ain't even graduated? And, you know, I haven't even graduated. Every time I come, I see things, and you know, from the spirit of Yahweh. So you ain't outgrow the ministry on no shape or form. So it's best to always remember what the calling card was on Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. What was their calling card? They obeyed Yahweh, and that's the word right there. Just every time we hear that word called obey, then another spirit will come up on you when you hear the word called obey. But that is the calling card of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. They obeyed. They didn't know where they was going, according to Hebrews 11, verse 9. He said, I didn't know he had Isaac with him, he had Jacob with him. He said, I don't know where I'm going, but I'll tell you one thing, I obey Yahweh. See? And that's the key. Obey Yahweh. How you obey Yahweh? Through his word. Enough said on that. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on called a special edition called Thursday evening. You on, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
That's right. In that very same hour, but I heard the elder made a couple of statements a minute ago, and we're going to take a little look at it, a couple of statements he made about the past. He made a statement pertaining to them. And see, one thing about it, we always grab a pen, regardless if we're reading notes or not. So he made a statement, and I want to take a look at Ezekiel 22, and I want to talk about the pastors, the teachers, the shepherds. I want to see what he told Ezekiel to write about the pastors, the deacons, the shepherds, and what he told them, what he said right about them in Ezekiel 22, verse 26 down to verse 31. What did he tell them to write that we can read in Ezekiel 22, verse 26 down to verse 31? Young lion, you're on the clock. Come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 26 down to 31. 26 reads, "Our priests have violated my Torah instructions and have profaned my righteous things. They have put no difference between the righteous and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them." Verse 27, "Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, ravens of prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain." Verse 28, "In her pastors, deacons, fishes have dubbed them with untempted motor, seeing vanity, and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah, when Yahuwah have not spoken." Verse 29, "The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor in need. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger, wrongful, for a man among them, that should make up the head and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. 31, therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, says Yahuwah."
You say, what did he say in verse 30 again?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 30. 30 reads, "And I besought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none."
He sought for a man. Oh. So he said he sought for a man to do that. And get a precept out of that verse 30. Let's see what he mean by he sought for a man. We're in the book of Hosea on that. Let's see if we get a precept. Like I said again, when the Spirit is on you, and you will be one of the ones that's up and coming for this business, you will hear a statement in the lesson. And then when you hear the statement is written, it said, then you know what the precept. So now, I want to precept that word he just read in verse 30. He said, "I sought for a man to take care of his business, but he said, I couldn't find none." That's what he said. So now that's what we're going to precept. There's nothing written. No, ain't nothing written. But I know when you got it. Back up to Hosea chapter 12 and pick it up at verse number 13 and 14. Let's see what we can read in Hosea chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let's see if we can read that, young lion. You are on the clock. Come on.
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, 13, and 14. Verse 13 reads, "And by a seer Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a seer was he preserved." Verse 14, "Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him. In his reproach shall his Yahweh return unto him."
I think that's wrong. Did you hear the man just say? The man don't say, he don't say a whole lot in here, right here, that we got plenty to work with. But one thing, we look at one verse at a time. So how did Israel come out? By who? Now it was millions came out. But how did they come out according to what Hosea recorded through the ancient writing? How did they come out in verse 13?
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13 reads, "And by a seer, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a seer was he preserved."
You see that? You hear the man's hand? So now, and when you fast forward that to the seventh chapter, with that understanding, so if you want to know how it's going to work today, you can hear all the camps, and everybody got their hammer down, and that's a good thing. But one thing about it, the Bible's going to line up for Yahweh make his next move, I tell you that. So when we read something, we're going to Acts chapter 7, and we're going to see if that happened on the right side of the book by going to Acts chapter 7. And once we understand what the difference between Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, they obeyed once it was told them. They didn't ask no questions. They just obeyed and make their move. And so let's see what we can read by going to the seventh chapter of a book called in Acts chapter 7, let's see, can we get a precept on that? Verse 37. Read, I'll tell you what, make it sound good. I'll read verse 35 and 37. Let's see what we can read in Acts chapter 7, verse 35 and 37. What can we read, that young lion? Come on.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 7. Verse 35 and 37. 35 reads, "And Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush."
Hold that part.
Verse 37.
Hold that part for a minute, young lion. How many A's you got up in this thing? I want to hear how many A's in this verse here, 35. Come back and let us count these A's in verse 35.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 35. 35 reads, "This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge?"
Stop right there. You mean Moses was what? Moses was, according to him, Moses was what?
A ruler and a judge.
Ain't that something? You mean Moses was a ruler and a judge? Yeah, see, Ryan? It's different from the ones that, remember, them seven mighty mountains. Them seven mighty mountains understood the word of Yahweh. Moses was a what again?
A ruler and a judge.
A ruler and a judge. See, that's the right. See, in the system today, you got what's called the round table thing called the Senate, Republican, and all that old stuff. See, all that stuff is not biblically of the Bible. You see, so you see, that's biblically of the Bible. Moses was a ruler and a judge. What else that we can read?
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 37 reads, "This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a seer shall Yahweh, your Yahweh, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear."
How many seers going to be raised up?
See, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 37 reads, "This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a seer shall Yahweh, your Yahweh, raise up unto you of your brother, like unto me, him shall you hear."
That's what the Bible says. You know what you're supposed to do with that? To bear witness to it, you just precept that. The Bible says, you go to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, and then once you, that's why I would say, listen, let me tell you something, six and on the camera. You got to talk more plainly, but you got to talk with the scriptures. You got to put a scripture down and say, what you get out of this here? See, a lot of people who try to figure out, well, we're going to have a meeting, a round table discussion. No, it ain't round. That's Christianity, that's the world. You read how it works. You came out by a fear. That's how you were led out of there. And that was the reason. And this is what Paul is reporting to Southern Kingdom. He's reporting exactly what happened to remind them how this thing going to work today. If you want to know what will happen today, you look at back yesterday. Paul is letting you know exactly how this works. It's all we have to understand one thing. If Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is our forefathers, and what they had over their head, they obeyed the word of Yahweh. That's what we got to do. Once we understand that, then Yahweh show us the next move. But until you get that all out the way, why God do that? Why can't that person do that? When a caller is put on you, Dillard, if something been shown that this right here, and give me that verse over there, and give me that verse in what, Mark 12, 46 and 47. Give me my verse about much as given that young lion. Give me that verse there. I can stand there right now. And verse 46, 47 out of the 12th chapter. Stand there right now. Yeah, what you got?
Chapter 12. Book of Luke. Mark chapter 12, verse 40.
Yeah. What are we working with, that young line? What are we working with? We're working with 12, 46, or what verse? What are we working with? What are we working with, that young line?
It's the book of
try Luke. Go on, try Luke. Try Luke, chapter 12.
I'm in Luke right now. Luke 40, chapter 12, verse 48.
Well, pick up that verse number 40. I want to get one verse ahead of that. Pick up verse 47.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 47 down to 48. 47 reads, "And that servant which know his Yahweh's will and prepare not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." Verse 48.
Hold that point. What did you just have to read again?
Mm-hmm. The book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 47 reads, "And that servant which knew his Yahweh's will."
Stop it there. Stop it there. Stop that. Know his will. What is his will? the servant that know his will. What is his will? Mm-hmm. Back up to Psalm 40, verse 8. What is his will? You mean a servant of Yahuwah that know his will? That know his will. What is his will? Back up and let's read about his will. What is his will? See, here's the point. It's in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. It's better not to know than to know and don't do. If you know his will and you chose not to do his will, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. Huh? Now, what is his will that we can read in Psalm 40, verse 8? What is his will?
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahuwah. Yea, thy law is within my mind.
You see that? So his will is you doing his law. And his law means the Torah instruction, first five books. So that's when you got Yahuwah's attention. If you are serving up Yahuwah, you have no problem doing his law. That means you'll make a decision according to the Torah instruction. Well, how do we make a decision? Well, let's see what the Bible says. I'm not clear what the Bible says, but let me find out what the Bible says. Because if you know his will, then you will make a decision according to the Torah instruction. You won't look at nothing but one way, the Torah instruction. And then see, but Yahuwah is going to try your will to see what you do his will or what you do your own will. Hold that point. Let's run around and take a look at that. Let me show you what he got written in Mark 10, verse 28 down to verse 30. Let's take a look at this. Mark chapter 10. Now listen to this. His will, right? We're going to look at Mark 10, verse 28 and 30. Yahuwah would try your will. And how would he try your will? But he'll tell you something. When I try your will, don't think the will I'm trying, your will, that is nothing, it's more than a benefit to come. If you understand, when I try your will, because greater things if you obey, once you know the will of Yahuwah. Mark 10, 28 down to verse 30, listen good.
The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 28 down to verse 30. Verse 28 reads, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed you. Verse 29, and Yahuwah the Son answered and said, truly I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake in the covenant. Verse 30. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time house and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution and in the world to come eternal life.
What's the most important word in there? See, we've been taught by the world that you got your incoming after you die, and then you're going up and away. Now, what did Yahuwah just got through debunking that word? He debunked that word of what you've been hearing all your life. Just do all you can because you got your incoming once he take you up and away. But what did Yahuwah just say? What is the key word he said right there, Brother Micaiah? He said a key word in there about when you got this coming. And now help me out and let's see what you knock out the park with a grand slam on what he just said. You on the clock, come on. What word he used in there that really stood out? And that's the spirit that those seals are looking for when you bring up your table. What word you work with there, young lion? I need one word. What word is that?
Eternal life.
No. Now. You got all this coming now. Now come back and read that again and look what Yahweh just said. So and then you make a note of that. And then you bring the better half to the table, and then you take her through the same thing and ask her what's the most important word in there and see what she says. So the most important word is in there with that understanding and not emphasize that word, what he says once you read it again.
Book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 30 reads, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution and in the world to come eternal life.
Yeah, but you ran past that word like it was a plague. Stop and emphasize the word now. Come back and read that verse again one more time and emphasize the key word in that whole verse. He said, if you do what I tell you to do, you got all this coming. When? Come back and read and emphasize three letters and emphasize it. That you on again. Come on.
Okay. The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now, in this time, how?
Now. He's going to receive 100-fold now. Now. He said, you ain't got to wait on that by and by. He said, if you got me right, you're going to receive it. What word again? Now. Now. That was the key word. And that is the precept word, too. Now. Now. He said, listen, if you got me right, out of about your physical world you in with the bodies that you in, he said, if you put me first, this is what you got coming. Now read that. He said, you got it coming now. Read it again.
The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers, children and land with persecution. And in the world to come, eternal life.
See, because remember, it was a member of one of the six anointed camps made a profound statement. Well, she said, since my mama is gone and I don't have nobody, well, really, you ain't got nobody because you understand scripture. You got all that coming. You can receive more mothers, more brothers, more sisters, but with persecution. Mm-hmm. And afterward, you will receive eternal life. So never think that Yahweh don't know what he's doing. Huh? Because look, because now give me Isaiah 57, verse 1 and 2. See, what we don't understand that the Bible dictates the Bible so look what's written in 57, verse 1 and 2 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, the righteous perish, and no man layeth to mind. And merciful men are taken away. None consider that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Verse 2. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their bed, each one walking in his uprightness.
Yeah. So Yahweh, he removed those that is all tangled in with you. Because he might have that person to rest, but remember that spirit is in his hand. And when he's ready, he'll get that spirit of 12, verse 7 of Ecclesiastes. Whenever he's ready. So whenever you look at someone that's no longer with you, see, that's your mindset. That's your mindset. But Yahweh says what in 12, verse 7 of Ecclesiastes?
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave.
You see that? And the spirit returning. So Yahweh be having, he be having, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Let me run to the book of Isaiah. Now this going to be a rabbit out the hat. In the book of Isaiah, there, let me find some Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah there, young man, he got a profound statement that he have made that we can read. And I'm going to keep telling you that once you get the spirit of Yahweh on you, in that very same hour, that's not a cliche. He'll give you what he wants you to say. But you'll know when you got it. Because you hear a small, still boy tell you, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but put this with that. And put that with this. Then you'll know. Then you know what it says, and four, second as a four. Give me second as a four, 26-30. We come back over here. Now give me stall for time. Give me second Ezra chapter 4, verse 26-30. Listen what he says here.
Okay, going to the book of second Ezra, chapter 4, verse 26 down to 30. 26 read. Then answered he me and said, the more you search it, the more you shall marvel. For the world has fast to pass away. Verse 27. And cannot comprehend the things that I promised to the righteous in time to come. For this world is full of unrighteousness and infirmity. Verse 28. But as concerning the things whereof you ask me, I will tell you, for the evil is sworn, but the destruction thereof is not yet come. Verse 29. If therefore that which is sworn be not turned upside down, and if the place where the evil is sworn pass not away, then cannot it come that is sworn with good. Verse 30. For the grain of evil seed have been sown in the mind of Adam from the beginning. And how much unyahwadiness has it brought up unto this time? And how much shall it yet bring forth unto the time of threshing come?
That's big talk right there. He let you know, let me tell you something. This thing got to run its course. He got to squeeze all the evil and reveal all, because to receive what you got coming, you have to remove all of the evil out the way. So he said, Ezra, let's take it easy because there's still some more evil on the clock. See, all that got to happen before that great day of those to return back once they were set. So all that evil got to come, it got to be exposed, and it got to be pushed to the limit to see will they obey the word of Yahweh, because he made it plain. Now, Paul pulled that same verse, and then what Paul said. See, what you just got through reading in the second book of Ezra, now Paul was invited to that great big temple of Yahweh, and he pulled that verse, and let's see how Paul is telling them at the southern kingdom, northern kingdom that was scattered. So Paul could talk to them that scattered. They tell them something. Let's see if he tell them that we can read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. What is Paul is to tell northern kingdom that scattered? What do he say?
Okay. Going to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. She'll pick it up at verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh.
That big talk. Now, Paul said he had revealed this thing to us. So, you see, that's why I said, you know, I don't understand what this conversation about the one-eyed Satan and all that. He already revealed it to us already, you know. You got to be having, in 11:15, all you need is a Matthew's 11:15. You know what all you need is a Matthew's 11:15. What does it say in 11:15 that we can read?
The book of Matthews, chapter 11, verse 15. 15 read. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
That's all you got to have is ear to hear and obey. When you hear, just obey. That's all you do. When you hear it, obey. He says, now Paul said, it is written. Now, where is that written at? See, Paul. So now, you understand Paul ain't bought nothing new? Because when Paul was on the scene, it was nothing new. Paul had the same book, which you call the Apocrypha, and all the way back to Genesis. So the only thing Paul could have quote, as is written, it was nothing from the right side. He was always from the left side. So from the book of 14 books in between Matthew and Malachi, it's 14 books. Them 14 books back to Genesis, that's all Paul could have quoted. He said, now, if you ain't got to believe none of them saying, go back and read that what Yahweh got prepared for you, if you love him to receive his love, but it's prepared to the ones that love him. He ain't got nothing prepared for you if you don't love him. But for the ones that love him, it's going to remember what he says, what you forsake when it comes down to my business. But you got it in return. Case in point. Let's we'll run all around the back, y'all, for a minute. But we're going to the book of Job. Come back to me. Let's go to the book of Job. Let me show you something. And oh, Issachar's boy. Let me show you what he did for Issachar's boy. And once you understand that you got to pay a price for this, and Yahweh is going to try you on whatever you love the most. Whatever you love the most, he's going to try you with. Let me show you about old Brother Job now. Now, old Brother Job, let's see what he says about old Brother Job. Think of verse 4 to verse 12 and down to verse 17. See, this is what I'm saying. So we've given you examples that you're going to be tried. And what I'm going to try you with, whatever you love the most, that's where your trials will come from, dead in your mind. And he will see what you make a Bible decision or you will worry about, well, I got to, no. If you make a Bible decision, then what we read over there in Mark chapter 10, verse, give me that again, 20-30. Give me that again. We come right back to Job. Now, here you go. Now, you on the clock. Oh, my turn, I'm on the clock. God, dog, I'm on the clock. Let's see what Yahweh said about you being on the clock in Mark 10, 28 down to verse 30. Let's see what he got written.
Well, let's go to Mark chapter 10, verse 28 down to 30.
Yes, sir. Yeah, what do you got written, young man?
All right, going to the book of Mark, chapter 10, 28 down to 30. 28 read. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed you. And Yahweh the Son answered and said, truth, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brother or sisters or father or mother, or wife, or church, or land, for my sake in the covenant. Verse 30. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, house, and brother, and sister, and mother, and children, and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Yep. So there it is right there. Now, so he'll lay it out for you. Just as he has to pay the price, they'll tell you what he has to say. You want to pay the price. You think he's going to pay the price? You'll find out. You'll find what you're working with. You will find out what you're working with. Because Yahweh is going to try you. To get to where you got to get to, you will be tried. There it is right there. Matthew 19:27-29. So there's right there. You're reading that. See, now look what we got written in Matthew. Now Matthew's, you know, Mark had made his statement. So, Matthew was sitting around too. He's one of the 12 followers of Yahweh. He was sitting around too. So he thought, hey, look here. Let me write a little something. I was there. I had big ears and little mouth. What did he write in the 19th chapter, verse 27 down to verse 29? What did he write that we can read?
The book of Matthew. Chapter 19, verse 27 down to 29. 27 reads, then Yahweh of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants.
But wait a minute.
Owed him.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. What you read?
I'm an 18.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's try 19:27.
Book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 27, down to 29, 27 reads. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? Verse 28. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, truly I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 29, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my name's sake, she'll receive 100-fold, and she'll inherit everlasting life.
Right to that. So there it is right there. You know that the mental spirit of Yahweh, and we're not reading it, and 1 verse 20, all they do is watch and take notes. He said, that's all right, we'll see. We'll see what you made of. Let's see what you make a Bible decision or you make a world decision. We'll see. And all he's doing is right, taking notes. This world when it got hard and heavy, what decision they make. They made a worldly decision. Oh, they did? Okay. What about this right here? Oh, every time he made a you decision. He did? Okay, who is that? Who is that making a me decision? So that's how I'm gonna be see, right? Now let's go back to Brother Joe. Let's see when you are, Issachar's boy. In the 46th chapter of Genesis, this is Issachar's boy. Old Brother Joe. Let's find out about him in the 46th. Now, Yahweh took him through him. He ran through the wrinkle. Let's see what happened for him. And we can read. We go on to Joe 42. And look what he said in verse 5 to get warm. Show you that he owned this thing. 42.
The book of Job, chapter 42.
Verse 5. Yes, sir.
Verse 5 reads, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth you.
See that? Wait a minute now. You the man just said? He said, listen, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Ain't that something? Did you hear what the man just said? He said, now I see. Now the picture have been painted. I see. Hold that point. Let's run to 2 Kings on that. Let's run 2 Kings on that. We're running 2 Kings. I see we got markers all over the table. But one thing about it, when you stand back off of this, you're going to recognize the signs and the times. And you're going to recognize who's who. And in 2 Kings chapter 6, let's think about verse 15. And we'll read down to verse 17. We're going to 2 Kings 6, 15 down to verse 17. Listen to this.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 down to 17. 15 reads, "And when the servant of the man of Yahweh was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? Verse 16, he answered, Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17. And Elisha, Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha."
Ain't that something? Hear that? Here's the man is saying, see, once your eyes is open, and that one was said, and that's the same thing Satan said, too. That's why you got to watch that. Satan had Eve's eyes open up to see the worst thing. He said, now, once you transgress against covenant, that, you know, your Yahweh have told you, then your eyes be open, then you'll see a little bit more clear. But you sin the wrong way. So you got to watch, make sure you sin the Yahwali way, or you can sin the way of Satan. Because see, when you sin a Yahwali way, you just obey what's on the table when you hear the word. But when you sin Satan way, you're always going to look at getting out of your position that you wasn't created to be, and then that will cause the problem in Yahwah. You will never see what you need to see because Yahwah is not going to receive you according to 1:13 of Rebekah. He's not gonna hang around with you. If you don't understand what he got written, he ain't gonna hang around you. Rebekah 1:13. Let's see what he says.
Okay, going to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1:13. Book of Habakkuk, chapter 1:13. 13 reads, "You are of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on sin. Wherefore look you upon them that deal treacherous, and hold your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he."
Now, keep that mind about the wicked. Now, don't forget that, where you read that from again? I got to make a note of that.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 1:13.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he said, keep your eye on this wicked. Although we're going to visit this wicked a little bit later. But he's talking about this wicked that we're going to reveal back later. But let's go back to Job now. Let's start clearing up a couple of these markers now. We're going back to the book of Job and show you that if you got the Job is Issachar's boy. And that's in Genesis 4:6. That's who he is. It's Issachar's boy. And on the 12 charts, who is Issachar anyway? What is Issachar called today? I'll put out that sheet and tell me who Issachar is today.
Okay.
That the world calls it.
On the chart?
Yes, sir. Issachar. Yeah, who is Issachar?
Car. So, it's a car with me.
But remember, we come on the airway for education-wise. And, you know, now, I'm going to show you why I said that. back up the Exodus. Let me show you why I said that.
Okay.
Exodus chapter 4. Before you read it, I'm going to show you why I said that. I asked you to look on the chart. I said, who is Issachar's boy? This is the reason why I said that. Let me show you the reason why I said that. In the 4th chapter, think of verse 1. Let me show you why I said that. 1 and 2. This is the reason I said that. Exodus 4, 1 and 2.
Okay, go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Moses answered and said, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, Yahweh hath not appeared unto you. Verse 2, and Yahweh said unto him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rock.
Don't you think Yahweh knew what was in his hand? With all that power, he knew what was in his hand. But sometimes you got to try and see what they're made of. You got to try and see what they're made of, or they're just parakeets and things. The bottom line is, this thing happened. You have to try it and see what you're made of. You know, one thing about it, it's a responsibility on somebody we're going to read later on. We're going to have to identify everybody to come to show the next move. And it's written too. And they always tell you in 1 Peter 4:17 how he operates. How he operates, so we can be clear about how he operates. 4:17 of 1 Peter. Just to be clear on how he operates. How he operates that we can read in 1 Peter 4:17.
Okay, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 17. 17 reads, for the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of Yahweh. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh?
So you start from the top and bring it way down. So don't think you think it's a pass by where I like to bump the old seer up. But, you know, if you bump the old seer up, I'm telling you something, it's a great responsibility in this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have the discipline to do so. So don't be in so hurry to bump the old seer up. You know, don't be in a hurry to get rid of it. Because, like, again, you mess around and, you know, like you said, certain parts of the basketball player said over there in Denver that the altitude gets so high and they can't breathe right. So you mess around, jump up and down, and everybody want to bump the old CEO, and I'm saying one thing. You sure you can, might be a little too high, you know. So don't be in a hurry to get in that position. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or doing your own thing. You know, sometimes it's best to just rear back and watch this thing unfold, but obey and keep it moving. And you can tell when your mind is at ease if you're playing that role. But when you get out of your role, you mess around and it'll show up on you. You put the heebie-jeebies on you, and you won't know because you're out of position. Let's go back to Job and see what happened for Job now. Let's go back to a tying and saying in because I gotta get back on John. I gotta get back on John some prophecy. But let's go back and find out if you do the right thing according to scripture and remember what it says in Romans 15 verse 4, what it says that we can read in 15 verse 4 of Romans.
Okay, going to the book of Romans, chapter 15, and we're going to verse 4. The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
That's how you get comfort. Well, I feel like I want to comfort you, old seer. Okay, well, what scripture? Give me. Go ahead. Go what you already got that we can read. That's how you comfort the seer. Bring me a scripture. Don't bring me how many times John got shot or how many times Betty jumped and hop skipped. All that don't comfort the seer. Now, what comfort the seer? You got a scripture. That what compassed the seer. And once you understand that, that's the game changer right there. You get comfort through the scripture. So now you have brothers around you, sisters around you. All they want to talk about, I remember when. See? That don't do nothing according to the Bible. That means you don't know your calling. Your calling is get comfort through the scripture. Let's get back to Job now. Job 42, now he was doing some profound talk.
Yeah.
Now let's see what happened in verse 12.
Okay. You still want to know about that Issachar, who Issachar is?
Yeah, I don't know about it. Who is that?
Okay, Issachar today is the Mexican.
The Mexican. Now you show something. Now you can tell something happened. You know why we know something happens? Look what he got written in Job 30:30. Let me show you. I'll show why we know something. Something must happen. Look what got written in what Job said in 30 verse 30.
Look at Job, chapter 30 read. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt with heat.
You see what your scar boy saying? The Mexican. But I'm going to tell you something. You can go to Mexico right now. You go right there now, you go to your Google map. And say, all y'all Mexicans, where's the Negro Mexicans? Are they down the road a little bit? They there. You go down the road a little piece and you'll see the Mexican. Dark skinned and woolly hair. That would be what Job said he looked like. But what about the Mexicans that you're looking at today? I'll tell you what happened. See, the Bible tell you everything that happened. All you do is go to Hosea and read it. This is what happened. You remember Ephraim was the head of the 10 tribes. So Ephraim, whatever happened, but Ephraim go for all the rest of them. So they tell you exactly what happened. So see, all you got to do is be able to go to the Bible and it tell you exactly what happened to everybody. You ain't got to worry about that one eye thing. It'll tell you everything that happened in the Bible, why they don't look like Job today. Okay, it'll tell you why. All you do is know how to go in the Bible. And the book of Hosea, it'll tell you why the Mexicans do not look like the ancient Issachar people. It'll tell you why. And we go on to see if we read it in the 7th chapter, verse 1 and verse 8. We're going to read why. Hosea chapter 7, verse 1 and 8.
The book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 8. Verse 1 reads, when I would have healed Israel, then the sin of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria for they commit falsehood, and the theft cometh in, and the troop of robbers falleth without.
Verse 8.
Ephraim, he had mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake, not turned.
You see that? So that's similitudes. See, that takes me back to three not going to read. That's similitudes. He always give you something to look, a picture. He said, now, look for Ephraim by them not obeying and breaking away from Southern Kingdom. They got off into sin. They start doing their own thing. And so now Ephraim is a cake unturned. Now, anybody that bakes cakes, makes up cakes, if you don't turn the cake over, you know what it look like. The one part of it is going to be black. The other part going to be pale looking. It's simple as that. He make it so, the illustration be so plain. So when you look at the Mexicans in the day, if you see them look like the cake on turn, you know them the one that got caught up. But the ones that's dark skinned and woolly hair, although they still might be Issachar, but they is a cake unturned. That's where that light skin come from. Because of verse 1. And then, and this is what Yahuwah said. He said, and this he said in the 9th chapter, verse 13. This is what Yahuwah said to Hosea. See, you got to have the proper tools to work with. And look what it said in verse 9:13.
The book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 13. 13 mm-hmm. reads, Ephraim, as I was tired, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim should bring forth the children to the murderer.
You hear that? So Ephraim going to have children by the murderer. Huh? Who was the murderer? Christopher Columbus. Huh? Hernán Cortés, when they came and jumped Ephraim, northern kingdom, they taken them back to Spain. The Pope that was on record said, drop off a few of them to me. So that they end up having child by the murderers. See that? So that's what happened. They had child by the murderers. The murderers got in and deluded you to be the way you look today. That ain't what the ancient look, because they identify all of the children of Israel as a base color coming out. It was a base color that they looked like in 9 verse 7 of the book called Amos. It was a base color every Israelite looked like before the murderers got their hands on them. And what was the base color? What was the similitude that they was compared to by putting a picture on them in Amos 9, verse 7?
Okay. Going to the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, you who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth.
Well, what's the reading? You reading Amos 9 verse 7?
9 verse 7? I was reading 5 verse 7.
Oh, okay. All right there, young lion. I got my eye on you, young lion.
The book of Amos, chapter 9 verse 7. Verse 7 reads, are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith Yahuwah? Have not I bought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir?
Well, all I need was who he compared them to in a similitude. You have compared them to who?
Verse 7, are you not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Stop it there. Now put out your Zalman's Bible dictionary and look and tell me what the Ethiopians look like, what they look like. What do they got? Now he was talking about the whole 12 tribes. All of them have the Ethiopian look. And what is that? At once upon a time ago. What can we read?
Looking up Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm still looking at mom.
Uh-huh. If you got it, Elder, bring it out, Elder. Bring it out.
Okay, what are we looking for, Brother Fields?
The word called Ethiopia. What they look like. Bring it out.
I got it right here.
Okay, come on, young line.
Ethiopian, page, reading from the Compact Bible Dictionary, 160, page 160. The Ethiopians have skin of different appearance. The Greek name Ethiopis, bird face. So the colors have been dark.
That's all I need. Birthday. So we already clear what burnt looked like. We so otherwise they was called burnt face. That's all I need. And we clear about you done left that pot on and you done burnt that pot up. We clear what burnt looked like. So once upon a time ago, the whole 12 tribes of Israel had burnt face. Had burnt face until the murderers got in there. Until the murderers got in there, they all had burnt faces. Then when the murderers got up in there, the murderers started thinning their skin out. The murderers. Matter of fact, I want to get one more out of that. So he said what happened to them, then Yahweh said something behind that. When the murderers got a hold to him, he said something because he already had them transgressed against, I mean, sin against Yahweh. So Yahweh told, see, this is what happened. See, we got to teach on that too. It's coming up later. But this is what Yahweh said behind that. And that's why when you read the book of Cornelius and Peter and them and all that, and Peter said, is it unlawful for a man to keep company with another nation, all that kind of stuff. See, because, see, they understood the scripture, and we see even what it is. We don't understand anything because we ain't taught nothing. See, and we jump down there and don't understand the rules and regulations because Yahweh had made a final statement to all the rest, to the three tribes, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and he said something, and if you want to obey what Yahweh says, because of what they did in 7 verse 1, this is what Yahweh said. He says, what do we say that we can read? He made a final statement that we can read. He says, now what did he say? Now why can I find what he say? Now what did he say? You want to take a shot at that? What did he say, young lion? You want to take a shot? What did he say? He said something that we can read. See, now once we can read something, then we are is ready to expound on it as long as it comes. But he made a profound statement. Once they have done that 7 verse 1, this is what Yahweh said, and this is what they was running to, what the woman said at the well. He said, she made a profound statement at the well in the 4th chapter. We ain't going to talk about that neither. The reason why was because of Hosea 7 verse 1. See? And another thing he said about Ephraim, see what it is, and he said this right here in 12 verse 1, he said something about Ephraim, northern kingdom. Look what he said in 12 verse 1 of Hosea. Look what he said. Then we're gonna back away from this, and then we're gonna get on up some I'm gonna get back to old John the Baptist. I wanna get back to him, old John the Baptist. But look what he says that we can read in 12 verse 1. Well, read verse 1 and 2 to get warmed up. 1 and 2. 12 verse 1 and 2, what does it say?
Okay, the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, Ephraim fed feedeth, verse 12, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, Ephraim feedeth on wind and floweth after the east wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. Verse 2, Yahweh have also a controversy with Yada, and will punish Israel according to his way. According to his doing, will he recompense him.
Mm-hmm. So he said, Ephraim became wind, and by him becoming wind, then Yahweh Judah will start listening to wind conversations, then mess himself up. He'll start listening to wind conversations and forget to make a a judgment according to what Yahuwah says. But you know, I don't know why I can't find a verse that what Yahuwah says. He may have a final statement. I need to read that one verse. When they became wind and when they became doing their own thing, Yahuwah told the southern kingdom something he said that we can read until it's read. He don't need to talk about it until we can read it. But he said something that we can read. So he said, something he said that we can read, and I don't know why just that verse have to fall me, that we, I can't just go read the book and find it on what he said the 10 to eat. And I know it's looking red.
Isaiah 28:15-18
was. Well, I don't want to guess now. Look, I want to hit it, or that's it. So we ain't gonna worry about it. I'll come back to it tomorrow. If I can't get the absolute hit.
Is the absolute hit about the wind of the word from the prophets?
No, I pass up on speech. I need a direct hit. I just put it aside until I get me a direct hit. A direct hit on what he said about Ephraim, 2-3 tribes. He made a profound statement that he said to about the 3 tribes. Other tribe. He made a direct hit. Now, how that person got away from me, and I'm looking right at it. It's a direct hit. He said pertaining to 3 tribes pertaining to Ephraim that we're supposed to go read in the book and read what he said in writing. And I don't know why I don't see it. That ain't right. But that's just the way it is for this one here. So I'll come back with that tomorrow unless it'll come back to me all of a sudden. I said, oh, okay. But right now, I don't have that direct hit. What he said, and we ain't gonna worry about it. But that don't mean I ain't gonna be peeping at it, cause I'm gonna peep at it until I get it. But I'm gonna leave that alone for right now, cause I wanna direct it. What Yahuwah said to 3 tribes, inside Judah, concerning Ephraim. But I'm gonna leave that right there, and now I wanna go take a look at Luke chapter 1. We still with Job, ain't we still with Job? Did we get Job out the way?
No, we ain't finished Job.
Okay, go ahead and finish Job up. And then
okay, the book of Job.
I might give me a Bible and peek. Go ahead.
Book of Job chapter 42, verses 12 down to 17. Verse 12 read. So Yahuwah blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-ass. Verse 13, he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 14, and he called the name of the first, Demima, and the name of the second, Tazia, and the name of the third, Karen Hop. Verse 15. And in all the land there, in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. Verse 16. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. Verse 17, so Job died being old and full of days.
Yeah. So when Job obeyed Yahuwah, and when you read on your own, that Job had 7,000 and all that right there, but by him obeying and going through and getting his whooping, Yahuwah doubled him up and then gave him additional years to live, because one thing about it, what Job did not do when it got hard and heavy, let me show you what Job did not do. See, This is Job did not do when it got hot and heavy. In the first chapter, number Job 1, verse 21, 22. What did Job did not do?
Say Job chapter 1?
Yep, verse 21 and 22.
Look at Job chapter 1. Verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 reads, instead, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. Yahuwah gave, and Yahuwah hath taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahuwah. Verse 22, and all this Job sinned not, nor charged Yahuwah fools.
Is that? So when Job was on the clock, he don't feel one thing. He don't let his mouth make a statement. You know Yahuwah is the one who gave it to him, and Yahuwah is the one that took it away from him. So one thing he didn't do, he didn't blank nothing. He just took his licking and kept on ticking. That's what he did. And that's the same thing we trying to tell you, Steve Reyes. You got to take your licking and keep on ticking in Yahuwah. And now let's go a little further. I take care of what he told the three tribes some other time. It just ain't for me to bring it out in this lesson. But he made a specific statement with the three tribes. A direct hit. But I ain't going to worry about that. I want to go get me some Luke chapter 1. And we're going to start at 57. And we'll see what we can read out of this. We're going to get back to John the Baptist. We want to find out about John the Baptist. Matter of fact, read 1, 4, and 5 to get warmed up. 4, 5, then skip down to verse 57.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 1, we're going to read verses 4, 5, and 6, and jump down and pick it up at verse 57. Luke, chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, that you might know the certainty of those things wherein you have been instructed. Verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both right before Yahuwah, walking in all the commands and ordinances of Yahuwah blameless. Coming down to verse 57 reads, now Elizabeth, full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Verse 58, and her neighbor and her cousins heard how Yahuwah had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. Verse 59. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. Verse 60. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he should be called John. Verse 61. And they said unto her, there is none of your kindred that is called by this name. Verse 62. And
hold
they
that
made
point. Hold that point. Hold that point. Now you see that? That big chapter there, they call him John. Back up to the first chapter again. And that's big chapter there. We might well take a piece of that. Because of, you know, a man's son followed the footsteps. They followed the footsteps of their father. Now, Zechariah, what was Zechariah doing in 1, verse number 8? What was he doing in 1, verse 8?
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and they were both righteous before Yahuwah, walking in the commandments and ordinances of Yahuwah blank.
Okay, good. We'll make it verse 8.
Okay. Verse 8 reads, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahuwah in the order of his courts.
So he did. He executed the priest's office. Okay, good. Now, so let's see what the Memphis Spirit says in verse 12. Let's see what verse 12.
Say verse 12?
Yes. Let's read down from 12. Let's find out what's going on here.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 12. Verse 12 reads.
Well, go ahead and read 11. Go ahead and read 11, make it sound good. Go and read 11, make it sound good.
All right, verse 11. Verse 11 reads. And there appeared unto him an angel of Yahuwah standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Verse 12. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Verse 14. And you
Hold on, man. What did the angel say? His name be called?
The angel said, the verse 13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
Okay. Hold that point. Let's back up to Luke. Where we at in Luke? Run the book of Luke for a minute.
161.
Now, hold on. Let me run a loop for a minute. It's a point I see in here, down the line. And Luke chapter 1 is a point I see here. I want to bring this point out that I'm looking at is Luke chapter 1 and verse 30 and 31. Luke 1, 30 and 31.
Okay. Book of Luke chapter 1, verse 30 and 31. Verse 30 reads, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with Yahuwah. Verse 31, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahuwah the Son.
You see that? So with something special. Well, see, that's why you have to recognize when something special is going on. See, something special. So you see, the spirit came to Mary and told Mary, you know, hey, no. This is big stuff here. Same thing here with, you know, the brother and his wife, they was barren and wasn't happening. Some big stuff there. So the spirit came. He was troubled about the spirit. And you forgot what he says in 137. See, sometimes you never forget what he says and what he says in 137. Of Luke.
Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37 reads, but with Yahuwah nothing shall be impossible.
That's what we're trying to say. Although you see everybody, you know, got something going on, but he's trying to tell you, it's nothing impossible. When you got your Yahuwah right, ain't nothing impossible. But that's the game changer. You got to have your Yahuwah right. Ain't nothing impossible. See, the key to it is you got to have your Yahuwah right. And that's why he asked you, well, you know, Job even said the same thing. You know, Job said the same thing. But if we could get that message over, that nothing is impossible when you got your Yahuwah right. And let me precept that to, it was a brother. He was raised from the womb. He was raised from the womb to take care of some business. And Jeremiah 1:4-5, then skip down to verse number 8 through 10. You know, I'm going to get the prophecy, but I got to get it as Yahuwah, because it's something kind of somebody he trying to tell something to. So, you know, like I said again, wherever they're at, they hearing it. And they hearing what they need to hear. Let's see what he says, that he says to Jeremiah in 1:4-5, let's skip down to 8-10. Something he told Jeremiah. Listen to the tenor of the conversation when he talks to Jeremiah about something to come. What did he say?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 1. I mean, verse 4 down to 5, 8 and 10. Verse 4 reads, circumcise yourself to Yahuwah and take away the foreskin of your mind.
Jeremiah. So I thought, because I was in, I'm in Jeremiah for a point that I'm making. I'm in Jeremiah because I'm waiting to come back with a precept behind that. I'm in Jeremiah chapter 1, but I'm over in somewhere else. But Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, 5, 8 through 10.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, 5, 8 through 10. Verse 4 reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me saying, behold, verse 5, behold, I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation. Verse 8, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says Yahuwah. Verse 9, and Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahuwah said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10, see, I have this day set you over the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
That's a great responsibility. So you see, he said, I knew you. So what do you mean he knew? He knew Jeremiah. That means, remember we read he got the spirits all in his hands? So he the one had made that happen. Because he gonna give me 12:18, 1 Corinthians 12:18. Give me 12:18 for a minute.
Go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. 18 reads, but now have Yahuwah set the members, every one of them, in the body, and it has pleased him.
You see, that's the point we're making. Yahuwah is the one that he set things up the way he wanted to be set up. See, you know, you might have a problem with certain individuals or whatever. But this be the hand of Yahuwah, so the Yahuwah and what the world is no understanding, Yahuwah, he set things up the way he wanted set up. It ain't no conversation. You'll know, and I'll know at the time appointed. Because when you try, we'll see what you're made of, which you end up with a feminine spirit, a moaning and groaning for spirit, or you'll be okay. I might not understand what that means now, but one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to do everything that is told that they did is obey. I might not understand it right now, but Yahuwah will give it to you once you first put on that hat they call the obey hat on. That's the key right there. You got to put the obey hat on first. That's the key right there. You put that obey hat on first, then one thing about it, then Yahuwah will take them there. But if you got some that they would never see, they always got to have a comeback on everything you said and when you said something. But you remember when your parents back in the days, when you was much smaller, if they go through such a thing, you never said why not to do that. Why? Because you know what you had coming. And the same thing Yahuwah is saying about the spirit you got to have. You got to know who to just obey and just go and do the take care of what got to be taken care of. And that's the spirit of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel that obeys. Now, let's run to Jeremiah And Jeremiah made a profound statement. Well, Jeremiah didn't really make it. But this we told Jeremiah to get him back on the right track. He was formed from the womb to take care of his business. And this one was said to Jeremiah in the 32nd chapter, verse number 26 and 27. Let's see what was said to Jeremiah.
Okay, going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37, say verse 26 and 27.
That sounds good. Jeremiah 32, verse 26 and 27.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 26 and 27. Verse 26 reads, then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah the seer, saying, verse 27, behold, I am Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
You hear the man say it? You see what he told Jeremiah? See, Jeremiah had a heavy task on it because Jeremiah is the one that seen the last king go down Zedekiah. And he was the one that had to tell them all about what's going to happen and everything else. And see, and Jeremiah was troubled. In the 20th chapter, he was troubled about some things. See, and Yahuwah had to come and send a little spirit there to let him know that, listen, Jeremiah, you was created from the womb for this thing. And saying that we're going to get on John in a minute. See, when you finally come to grips on what your responsibility to do, you will deal with this thing according to the scripture. And when your hour come on you to be jacked up, you know, slammed down, you take it with patience. Because Yahuwah is proving you to see is you worthy for what's to come. So now, where was I going with that? Okay, where was I going with that? Did I say anything?
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 20.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you, young man. Okay. There you go, the 20th chapter. Now, see, I'm going to show you why he appears to Jeremiah to remind him of this in the 20th chapter. Let's pick it up at verse number. He made a profound statement. See, he made a statement and think he's going to get on what John said. See, you make statements. Pick up verse 5, 20 verse 5, and we'll read down a little bit. We'll keep reading down on it. 20 verse 5, pick up verse 5. But see, he made statements. See, what I'm trying to tell you, I remember a brother in class said, well, you know, I won't be teaching no more. I said, why so? What he's saying is more controversial than being teachers. I want to be... Well, I'm accepted, you know, because see, the more you show scripture, the more you know, I still got some sin in me big time, and I want to be on the side of the women's. See, I said, okay, brother. So you make your call in that way? Yeah. So I won't be teaching no more. But you wasn't really teaching for 10 minutes anyway. You didn't want to do that. But anything that's contrary to this Bible that will offend the women, you didn't want to do it. So you was exposed, and Yahuwah deal with you, and he's dealing with you today because he came back with this thing. If you got a call on you, then you're in trouble. But that's what he did. But go ahead and read.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, which I give into the hand of their enemies, which is for them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. Verse 6. And you, Pushur, and all that dwell in thy house shall go into captivity, and you shall come to Babylon, and there you shall die, and shall be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. Verse 7. O Yahuwah, you have delivered me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you has prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone marketh me. Verse 8. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violently, sore, because the word of Yahuwah was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my mind as a burning fire shot up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearance, and I could not stay. Verse 10. For I heard the defaming of many fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my families watch for my halting. Then preadventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Verse 11, for Yahweh is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my prosecutors should stumble, and they should not prevail. They should be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion should never be forgotten.
Good.
Verse 12.
Good. The persecutors. To all the ones that persecute him, because see, Jeremiah, he was Yahuwah's man of the hour. So he had to bring back the message to let them know, listen, Zedekiah, this is it. He said, if you don't repent and do right, the Syrians, Nebuchadnezzar them will come down on you, and they're going to do you some damage. And they got mad. They said, look here, we're going to take revenge on him because his word changed. Then they told Amos, your word too stout, Amos. See, understand one thing. When you get in the position that we are the six anointed camps, you're not going to get the pat on the back that you think because you're going to have to deliver the knockout blow. But if you in this thing for the pat on the back and all that, it ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, understand, you got a job to do, but you got to call it, but you got to know how to call it from the page of the book, not by emotion or, you know, what somebody said, what somebody did. You got to get past that, because that's just try to see what you be able to stand up. But we'll be back in here. But now remember, like I said, I know I was looking at the verse all the time, and it got away from me. I don't know why it got away from me, but I was looking at it all the time, and I caught it, but I just didn't want me to see it then. But he said, remember we read 7 verse 1, he said, what happened to Ephraim? If they done a 7, come back to 7 verse 1, and I want to give you the number 1 hit, and everything after that would be gravy. Now come back to 7 1 one more time, 7 verse 1 of Hosea.
Yeah, I'm in Hosea.
Yeah, come on back there, Hosea, one more time. 7 verse 1.
Book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, when I would have healed Israel, then the sin of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without.
See, when you sin against your mighty one, you open the door for the troop of robbers to come on you. That was Northern Kingdom. See, Northern Kingdom done something. We know what in 1 Kings, blah, blah, and 12. But this would have happened in 4:17, but we can read verse 16 to 17. So this is the number one hit that we was wanting. The number one. Every day after that was gravy. But the number one hit, what we wanted were Hosea 4 and 17. We want the number one hit. And everything after that is gravy. What's number one say in verse 16?
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16 reads, for Israel slided back as a backsliding helper. Now Yahuwah will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Verse 17. Ephraim is joined to Isaac. Let him alone.
You see that? See what Yahweh said? So that's why you get all fumbling around with, you had a problem with the woman said at the well. You ain't got no dealing with us. But see, this is what she told me, because Yahweh told them, left them alone because of their mindset. And see, that's the same thing we're trying to tell you. You cannot end up with a company and the mindset is not on one accord. So sometimes you got to let go those that got idols in their head. It tells you in 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked with non-believers. But you will wrestle with a non-believer, and then you'll tie yourself out when it's time for the real deal. You're all out of it. You telling Judah, then Benjamin and Levi was up under Judah, to leave the northern kingdom alone because of what they done did. But it was a time and place to bring them back in, which is now. So now our job now is to see and show them the scriptures, because they out there now. Northern kingdom is out there big time, and they out of order everywhere. So it's a big job, but Yahweh has said on what they done did. Now, you look at today, you fast forward today, 98% of Northern Kingdom is Roman Catholic Christians. See? 98% of them. You know, that's a big job on your hand. You got 98% of the Northern Kingdom is Roman Catholic Church members today. So they is worshiping Satan the devil. They got a name that the Catholic Church don't got a special room for them to come sit in, and you see a picture of Guadalupe. They got, and mostly you can go to a big Timothy Dolan in New York. You say, look here, I got a separate room for old Northern Kingdom. I said, yeah, what room you got? I got a drawing for them, so they can come in that room, you know, and they see a drawing of them, but the key to it, that's the drawing in. And they looking at Guadalupe as a statue with bronze of color. See, we continue to fall for propaganda. So we got a big job on our head. 98% of the Northern Kingdom is Roman Catholic Church movement. They love them some Guadalupe. They love them some Mary came down from heaven. See? Well, that's enough of that. So you see, there's a big job ahead of us. Now let's get back to, let's bring our elder in and get a closing statement on who bring this ball. And then we'll zero in. But that was the number one hit that we was on, elder. We want the number one hit, that any type of gravy behind it is all is a throw in. But the number one we want to hit was Yahweh said. The key is, when Yahweh says something, that's the end of it. So the process was to leave Northern Kingdom alone because of what they have got into. They have got into idols. Now we got to get them out. And right now, today, the Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, all these wicked names they call, 98% of them is Roman Catholic Church members. They is upon the Satan, the devil. See what's on my hand? Now what we're gonna do behind that? And that's why Yahweh says in Hosea 4:17, by the sea, tell Judah that was leading Benjamin and Levi, verse 17. Ephraim, Israel of the 10 northern tribes, he is joined to the Roman Catholic Church ice. Let him earth alone. 4:17. See that? So now either you obey Yahweh or you just continue doing what you're doing. 98%. Except imagine if you're in a family or the Northern Kingdom, if you're a family member of five. All five of them is in Roman Catholic Church. I said 4 out of 5. No, all 5 of them here. That just is the way it is. That's just the way it is. So, Ephraim is going on to idols. Let them alone. They're doing Sunday and Roman Catholic Church. Well, we'll stop it right there and we'll bring our elder and he'll give you his final thoughts on take 103. And then we'll concentrate on John the Baptist. So our elder, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yaqua Bush is here as well. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And from thus far, what I was listening, that was pretty some pretty good hits. And it should have been very knowledgeable to people listening to our broadcast. Because we got many people that try to preach the word of Yaqua and tell you how righteous that they are. But if they read 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, for he says, every spirit that confessed that Yaqua the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yaqua. This is the spirit of the anti-Yaqua, who you've heard it should come, even now already is in the world. And that's a big problem, because you can see it almost every day. This is why in Matthew's chapter 24, verse 1 and 5, it says, verse 4, and Yaqua the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yaqua the Son, and shall deceive many. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump to gums. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of the Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath's current time is 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class we have is 12 p.m., and we have an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use that, on any search engine, type tribeyada.com, and after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices, and one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yaqua live. Also for building a school, as you can see, is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yaqua. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is featured us available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yaqua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button, and as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that you can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yaqua in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yaqua's ministry. Also, by calling the same number. You can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos, and in addition to that now, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international number of 224-600-5579. And if the question was legit, you will receive a call back. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. Being listed under ethnic group, African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And to answer any of the online topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel, writing a shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. So we can continue to do that, including myself. Keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah, Ryan. That's excellent again. And that's what it's all about. You know, we put time in what we do in this system on the camera. We put time in it for this. But we clear, young line, we clear about Amos 5 verse 10. But we clear. What do Amos 5 verse 10 say anyway?
Okay. Chapter 5, 5 verse 12.
Make it verse 10. What do I say anyway?
Okay. The book of Amos. Chapter 5, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly.
So when you rebuke, that means correct. That means when you correct, you understand one thing. If you want to get, you know, the face going all sideways, all you got to do is do one thing. Just rebuke. Otherwise, correct them. Once you correct somebody, then all of a sudden, they feel and get hurt. But that ain't the spirit of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And that ain't the spirit of Issachar's boy. But I won't talk about, Job for a minute. Issachar's boy. Something he said, and somebody got to be on the lookout on what he said. What did Job say in the 19th chapter, verse 23 on to verse 27? Something Job says in Job, Issachar's boy, chapter 19, verse 23 down to verse 27. Something he said, pay attention to what he said.
Book of Job. Chapter 19, verse 23 down to 27. Verse 23 reads, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. Mm-hmm. Verse 24, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. Verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he should stand at the latter day upon the earth. 26. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see Yahweh. Verse 27. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. though my reins be consumed within me.
Yeah, Jose. Jose, I will be back. Jose, I will be back to see Yahweh unfold itself. Remember, the first one he going to raise up is Adam, but Job said, bottom line, I will be back to see Yahweh out of my, and not out of nobody else's eyes. He will be back. See that, see, Roy? So I'm going to tell you something. Well, you know it or not, somewhere, Job is on the clock somewhere as we speak. Job said, I'm going to see him for myself. But Job, remember, we read about the seven mountains. So all these leaders, see, Roy, leaders, these leaders is here now. But you're not going to record, unless you know the history of Job. You'll know the history of Job by his records. Then you better spot Job when he comes and see you. Job, now let's go to Daniel 12, 4, 9, and 13. I'm going to show you somebody else. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, 9, and 13.
Going to the book of Daniel. Chapter 12, verse 9, verse 4, 9, and 13. Book of Daniel. Chapter 12, verse 4, read. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Verse 9. And he said, go your way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Verse 13. But go you your way till the end be, for you shall rest and stand in your lot at the end of the day.
Daniel's back. Daniel is back. Listen, we're not going to Hosea chapter 6. Daniel is back. Daniel is back. Hosea is back. Let's go to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, pick up verse 15. Let me tell you something, Steve Ray. Daniel is back. Daniel is somewhere. He's back, Steve Ray. He's back to fulfill the prophecy. Job is back. Daniel is back. They're back right now, Steve Ray. If you don't know the history of him, you don't know what to look for. But somebody do. Somebody do see right here. Somebody know what to look for. Deuteronomy chapter 18, 15 on to verse 18. Somebody know. Let's see what the prophet said, Deuteronomy chapter 18, pick up verse 15.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hear. Verse 16. According to all that you desirest of Yahweh, your Yahweh in Horeb, in the day of the saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh, my Yahweh, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 18. I will raise them up a seer from among their brothers, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Let's go to St. John 14, 12.
Okay. Go to the book of St. John. From chapter 14 and picking it up at verse 12. The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
You hear me saying? Let's go on to Ezekiel 33:33.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 33. 33 reads, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer had been among them.
In the 37th chapter, verse 15, what will that seer be doing? In verse 15. And where will he get his orders from? And where will his orders come from in verse 15 to 18?
Okay. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15 to 18. Verse 15 reads, the word of Yahuwah came again unto me, saying, verse 16, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Verse 17, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. Verse 18, and when the children of thy people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these?
Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 19. Say unto them, thus says Yahuwah, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand.
So always if they will get into Yahuwah's hand, that's what got to happen. Verse 22, listen to this, 22.
Okay, verse 22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
And 98% would not be Roman Catholic. So you see, it's a big job ahead. Hey, you got to watch the signs of the time. Find out what these two nations mean that we can read out of Jeremiah's mouth in the 33rd chapter, verse 23 down to verse 26. Let's find out what this means. Matter of fact, read verse 19 just to make it sound good. Verse 19 and verse 20 just to make it sound good. Then skip down to verse number 23 and 26. Jeremiah 33, we read verse 19 and 20 just to make it sound good. Then we'll skip down to verse 23, down to verse 26. Listen to this.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 19 to 20, 23 down to 26, verse 19 reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto Jeremiah saying, verse 20, thus says Yahuwah, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season. Verse 23. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to Jeremiah saying, 24, considerest you not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahuwah hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Verse 25, thus says Yahuwah, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. Verse 26, Then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
On your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's the seed he's pointing at. Now give me 31 through 37. So you see, the foundation is real clear. Once you understand the foundation on what Yahweh did and what he's going to do, so you always find a seer. Then the seer know he has to set up them elders to understand this will to be able to deal with this thing all over the known world. So what you got is one seer and elders in rank all over the world. That's how it rolls. See, that's how it rolls. Back up to 7:15 just for a minute in 1 Samuel, coming right back to Jeremiah 31:31-37. See, you got to understand that the rules and regulations ain't going to change. Moses brought them out. Moses was responsible. The seer was responsible for southern and northern kingdom. So the plan is now how you going to get them back on one accord. He revealed everything to you, but you got to understand the foundation. What you reading there, young lion?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 15. 15 reads, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. Samuel judged Israel. But Samuel had help, was called them elders. And the elders had some problems to get this job done. Now come to 31 through 37 of Jeremiah. Listen good. Jeremiah 31. Speaking of verse 31 down to verse 37.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31 down to 37. Verse 31 reads, behold, the days come, said Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 32, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. With my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said Yahweh. Verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their minds, and will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 34, and they should teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their sin, and I will remember their sin no more. Verse 35, thus says Yahweh, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon, and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 36, and those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh. Then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Verse 37, thus saith Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, says Yahweh.
So you see, this is a job that got to be done, and one thing we cannot say, after we're going to taste this good word, and you draw back from this good thing. See, if you draw back from what you are heard, knowing that you got a job to do in Yahweh, then you draw back and don't give your all to it. And that's why I'm saying he helped taking that spirit, and he know when to put it back into somebody. That spirit is the spirit of the people you just read now, Sirach 49, verse 10. So that spirit in 49, verse 10 of Sirach, look what he's saying. He's talking. He's talking real good. And this is where we got to get back to John. Perhaps we get a little bit of John in a minute. But look what he undid in 49, verse number 10.
The book of Sirach, chapter 49, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, who was ordained for reproofs in their time to pacify the wrath of Yahuwah's judgment before it break forth into fury.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold that point. Make that Sirach 49, verse 10. You're reading Sirach 49, 10? There in your line?
No, I'm at 48. 49, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and of the 12 seers, let the memorial be blessed, and let their bones flourish again out of their place. For they comfort Israel and deliver them by assured hope.
You see that? So the 12 bones, let the 12 bones of them seers flourish again. Them 12 bones have flourished again. Now go to 2 Ezra 2, verse 19. So them 12 bones of the seers have a, now the 12 bones have flourished again. And we're going to read something about it, and I wonder would it get past you like a bullet in a minute. We'll see what it get past you. What we reading in, what we reading in 2 Ezra 2, 19.
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, and as many fountains flowing with milk and honey, and seven mighty mountains, whereupon there grew roses and lilies, whereby I will fill your children with joy.
That's it. So now, even now, seven mighty mountains is going to be on the scene. So seven mighty mountains will be on the scene too. Let's go to our second book of Adam and Eve, page 72. Let me show you what's on their mind. Some on their mind in verse 1 and 3. Some on their mind is something on their mind that when you start watching them, when you start watching this thing unfold, through the tricks and on the caps, you'll start, certain things going to start showing up. In the 12th chapter on page 72, verse 1 and 3 says what?
The book of Second book of Adam and Eve, page 72.
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 3.
Okay, 12, verse 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, then Jared kept his father's commandment and arose like a lion over his people. He fed them in righteousness and innocence and commanded them to do nothing without his counsel. For he was afraid concerning them, lest they should go to the children of Cain. Verse 2. Wherefore
verse
did he give them?
Verse 3. Verse 3. 1 and 3.
Verse 3. At the end of these said years, there came unto him this sign, as Jerry was standing like a lion before the bodies of his father, praying and warning his people. Satan envied him and wrath, a beautiful apparition, because Jared would not let his children do aught without his counsel.
So what he's saying, he said the spirit of these men, they're going to be coming, they're going to have a spirit of a lion on them. So understand these leaders that we read, and we read in 39 and 40, them same 12, them leaders, but they will have a spirit like a lion. And now we're going to read the end time prophecy of these same spirits. They're going to have the spirits of a lion to guard over their peoples. So now, with that said, let's see what it get past the six anointed camps like a bullet when we go and read right here in Revelation 21, verse 10 and 12. Let's see what. Now watch this. Now watch this get past. I ain't going to say nothing. Revelation 21, verse 10 and 12.
Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10 and verse 12. Verse 10 reads, carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the righteous Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Yahweh. Verse 12, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Now, who was them 12 angels? So who was them 12 angels? So Lot 49, verse 10. Who was the 12 angels? 49, verse 10.
Okay. The book of Sirach, 49, verse 10. Sirach 49, verse 10, verse 10 reads, and of the 12 seers, let their memorial be blessed, and let their bones flourish again out of their place. But they comfort Israel and delivered them by assured hope.
2 Ezra chapter 1, verse 39, and let's find what the name is. 2 Ezra, chapter 1, 39 and 40. Let's see if we get and call them out after you get past your fathers.
Okay, going to 2 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 39 and verse 40. 39 reads, unto whom I will give for leaders, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Stop it there. Stop it there. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I want to loop for a minute. Just run over the loop for a minute. Luke 12. See, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, remember, everybody's tongue out their mouth will be about Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And what they got over their head, they obeyed. These is the founding fathers of all of the Israelites, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. It was the founding fathers, see, royals. So these are the ones that, it's about, and then when I go, if I had time, but you know, tagging away in a vision of Paul, it told you about the three that you're going to run into that is responsible for everybody else. So in the book, Luke 13, let's see, what can we read and verse 28. No, 24 and 28. 24, 28, and 29. What can we read in Luke chapter 13, verse 24? Telling you something. What are you telling you? The 13th chapter, verse 24, and skip down to verse 28 and 29.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 24. 28 and 29. Verse 24 reads, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and should not be able. Verse 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Israel and all the spears in the kingdom of Yahuwah, and you yourselves thrust out.
Hold that part.
Hold that part.
Why he said like that in the order he said like that? 1 through 11, 18 are end time prophecy. Why he said like that? He said something like that for what reason? Maybe we can read it in end time prophecy by John in 11, 18. What can we read in 11, 18?
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 18. 18 reads, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be just, and that you should give reward unto your servants, the seers, and to the saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should it destroy them which destroy the earth.
That's the whole ball of wax there. But he says, see, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is your conversation. Then the seers that comes behind them is the next one on the clock. So them 12 seers is the next one on the clock. Then after he raised them and got them right, then here come the peoples. The peoples is all of the children of Israel that obeyed them seers and them elders. That is the next rim of things. Yahweh is an order about things. So now when we read in Luke 13, verse 28, when Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, then he said, and all the seers. So that's the order thing. Then what he said, then the peoples of Israel. Verse 29.
Okay.
Luke 13, 29.
Going back to the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 29. 29 read. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yahuwah.
You see that? And they're going to come from the, and what's the prophecy on that? Run to 7 verse 9. Run to 7 verse, who is today? 7 verse 9. And where they coming from? See, this is a big job. But it ain't a big job when you understand that all these is come, it's going to come, and who's going to recognize all of them is the seer. He's going to recognize them from the pages of the book. Don't be just like he said in that First Kings 14, we're not going to read. He said, come on in. I was expecting you. See, I'm expecting this to happen. You know why? Because I already been informed how it's going to be, what to look for, what kind of patience you got to have, what kind of spirit you got to have. Huh? It's already, while you're talking, even on the phone talking with anybody, look at the pages of the book. I know what you're supposed to have. Why? Because you don't show it to me. Same thing we get ready to read and make it plain. Go to Matthew 11, verse 14. 11, verse 14. Look what it says. 14 and 15. 11. Matthew 11, 14 and 15. What it say?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, and if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for it to come. Verse 15, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
John was the return of Elijah that was prophesied by Malachi 4:4-6. Bring it. Malachi 4:4-6. Listen to this. Listen to the Bible. Let the Bible talk to you. Let the Bible paint the picture to you. See, ain't no room for no lying as long as you got a scripture on the table. What you lying about? Your problem is you don't believe nothing. And your time going to run out when you don't believe what you need to believe. Malachi 4:4 down to verse 6. Bring it.
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verses 4 down to 6. Verse 4 reads, remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah, the seer, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahuwah. Verse 6, and he shall turn the mind of the father to the children, and the mind of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
See that? He came. He done came already. Now, the only thing you got left is the he now. He done came and done that thing. And that's what we give it a read now shortly about it. He done came, and that's what he said. Do you know the one y'all just got through kicking in the ring? That was the one. That was the one that you have overlooked. Matter of fact, let me show you what you did to him. Let me show you something. Let's run to Matthew chapter 4. The 14th chapter. Let's get warm up in the 14th chapter. Matthew chapter 14, pick it up verse 3. Listen to this. Listen to this, how we paint the picture on the run. You know anybody can draw on the run? You hearing them now. Matthew chapter 14, pick it up verse 3.
The book of Matthew chapter 14, pick it up at verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife." Verse 4, "John said unto him, it is not lawful for you to have her." Verse 5, "And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a seer." Verse 6, "But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod." Verse 7, "Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask." Verse 8, And she being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." Verse 9. "And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake. And them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her." Verse 10. "And he sent and beheaded John in the prison." Verse 11. "And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother." Verse 12. "And his followers came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Yahuwah the son." Verse 13.
That's it. That's 12. Just 12. Now going back to the 11th chapter, pick it verse 1. So you see now, Now you see, John was in prison. See, John was in prison, and that's why when John was sitting in prison waiting on his on. Wait a minute, I done not supposed to do. I think the dove came down. I done not supposed to do my part. I baptized Yahuwah the son. I done everything I'm supposed to do. Why am I in this predicament? So now he's in prison. You see, now, let's come back to the 11th chapter, pick up verse 1.
We're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 1. Matthew 11, 1, verse 1 reads, "And it came to pass, when Yahuwah the Son had made an end of commanding his 12 followers, he departed there to teach and to teach in their city." Verse 2. "Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Yahuwah the Son, he sent two of his followers." Verse 3. "And said unto him, are you he that should come, or do we look for another?" Verse 4. "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see." Verse 5. "The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the covenant taught to them." Verse 6, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Verse 7, "As they departed, Yahuwah the Son began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind?" Verse 8. "But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses." Verse 9. "But what went ye out for to see? A seer? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a seer." Verse 10. "For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face." which he prepared your way before you. Verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Verse 13. For all the seers and the law prophesied until John. Verse 14. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. Verse 15. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. 16. But whereunto shall
that's
I
it.
Like?
That's it. That's it. That's it. Read verse 15 again.
Verse 15. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Hear what in verse 14?
Verse 14. And if you will receive it, this is a life which was for it to come.
Verse 10.
Verse 10. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you.
You the man, son? So you see, he told the disciples of John that came later on to go back and give John some Romans 15 verse 4. Give him some more than 15 verse 4.
Okay. Romans 15. Pick it up at verse 4. Book of Romans chapter 15 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
So when we went to Mark, so when we go to Mark 6:17, that was number the cakewalk. What happened to Mark 6:17? Let's read a little bit. So you when you understand what you're supposed to be doing, then you will not turn to a pillar of salt when you know what you got to be doing. We 3:11 St. John. What did 3:11 St. John say? 3:11.
Okay. Going to the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
So we tell you what we know. We tell you what we know, and we tell you what we're looking for. We tell you what we know, huh? We already know how it's going to happen. We ain't got to watch one day of that one I'm saying. We know exactly how it's going to happen. Now, what you reading? Going back to that. So when Mark 6 came on him, Mark 6, pick up verse 17. Let's read a few verses.
The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 17. 17 reads, for Herod himself has sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Verse 18, for John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Verse 19, therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. Verse 20, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a righteous, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Verse 21. And when a convenient day was come, and Herod on his birthday made a supper to his Yahuwah, his captains and chief estates in Galilee. 22. When the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him,
The king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever you will, and I will give it you. 23. And he swear unto her, whatsoever you shall ask of me, I will give it you unto the half of my kingdom. Verse 24. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Verse 25. And she came in straightway with haste to the king and asked, saying, I will that you give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. Verse 26. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. Verse 27. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison. Verse 28. And brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. 29.
That's it, 28. So you see, John wasn't worried about all that, so he understood that he was Elijah. He understood that his job was to prepare the way for Yahweh the Son. So he understood this thing. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize this thing, and you're going to understand what he says in Mark chapter 10, verse 28 through 30. What did he say in Mark?
The book of Mark.
28 through 30 in a closing statement. What can we read in Mark 10, 28 through 30?
Okay, the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 through 30. 28 reads, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed you. 29, and Yahweh the Son answered and said, truly I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or brother or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake in the covenant. Verse 30. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mother and children and land with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life.
So you see the man saying? Go to 2 Chronicles 25 and give me the last two lines in verse number 9 in the closing statement. So you see the man saying, see, get the spirit we're talking about. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 9. That's what those seers is watching all over the world, this spirit right here. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 9, last two lines in the closing statement.
Okay. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, verse 9, last two lines, read. And the man of Yahweh answered, Yahweh is able to give you much more than this.
You see that? You see that? And this right here, give me 64, number 4, in the book called Isaiah. 64, verse 4, what does it say? That we can read.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, for since the beginning of the world, man hath not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside you, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him.
Yeah, that's it right here. Remember back on tomorrow at 7:30. Be back on tomorrow, Friday at 7:30. All Friday classes, Friday at 7:30 on the internet. Young Lion, you stood up like a young, wild in line. That was excellent on your part. Flow is good for the closing statement. It's all yours. I had enough. Excellent on your part. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for allowing me to meet the seer in life, to learn his word under the seer. I thank Yahweh for my wife and children. They have given me to raise for him. I thank Yahweh for the elders, for the mothers. I thank Yahweh for the teachers, the brothers and sisters, that all the voices of the True Israelite camps, the Six Anointed camps,
And I'd like to read the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 25. Receive therefore instructions through my words, and it shall do you good. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Excellent. You don't bring nothing but grins to those seals. Tell you something. See, we know the story, Steve, are you? It just, we just want to know the 64, 16 eyes there we not read. Who going to stand up against the evil doer? That's all I want to know. We'll know from watching you all over the world on the pages of the book. He don't give you the blueprint. He don't pass it on to the seer. I know what is before me. I'm confident ain't nothing going to stop this ministry. The backbiting, the murmuring, complaining, that ain't going to work. Because all the X and stone is exactly how it's going to be. Who going to do it? What got to be done? It's already written. All we doing is sitting there watching those that going to step up according to what is written. You heard the story. When John knew that who he really was, remember, in 1:9-11, don't nobody know who they are. You got to be told who you are. The seer have been told who you are. The one you hearing, your boss you hearing right now, he been told who he are. And he going to tell those that step forward who they are on the pages of the book. Ain't nothing going to stop this ministry what's written. Nothing. That's why we keep telling you, get in where you fit in. Stop looking at the flesh. Look at the word of Yahuwah. Because all these spirits is back. And every last one of them was leaders. They was meat for the peoples. They put the peoples first. And just like you read it in the 21st chapter, verse 12, them angels was the messengers of the same one that you read. We didn't read in 139 and 40. Them are the 12 names, the 12 bones. Them the ones going to be over the 12 tribes of Israel. Them is not no angels that's from heaven. They're not the messenger spirit. They're the one that Jared was, standing over his people like a lion. The 12, they're going to be 12 with the spirit of Yahweh on them, standing over every gate like a lion. And no stranger coming in unless he understand his role that's written in the 25th chapter of Leviticus, 44 and 45. The only role that the other nation's going to play is servants. It's no more equal liberty like it is on us today. They will be servants